The church has not even touched on the much more. The church has not even touched on the much more. You see, that woman did not just get back her house and her land. Maybe you get back your house after 7 years, someone else stay in it. Do you think, what kind of quality is it? You know, but she has the money from 7 years profits to make all the repairs and renovation she needs. There's plenty left over. Amen. Amen. Don't you just love God? So here, you find five times in one chapter, Romans 5. Romans 5. Number of? Grace. Romans 5. Five times it's mentioned much more, much more, much more, much more, much more. What Jesus did is much more. And the church hardly touches on this. Look at this. Much more than having now been justified by His blood. Are you all justified by His blood? Yes. Shout, amen.
Amen.
Well, if you are, listen, much more, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. That tells you straight away, we're not going through the great tribulation. Amen. Because the 7 years is known as the day of God's wrath. See? That's why the rapture must happen before the tribulation. Good news.
Amen.
Good news. The Bible calls it a blessed hope. To say that we are going through it, what blessed hope? Amen? But to say that we won't be going through it, yes, that's blessed hope. Amen? But we will experience the birth pangs. But all these are just the beginning. Just imagine if the real thing happens on this earth. It's going to be terrible. And the Bible says the tribulation is such like the nothing ever seen since the beginning of the world until now. You don't want to be around. And that's why the Bible says Jesus, when at the end of 7 years, He comes back, or He comes back with His saints. We are already there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So here it says, we shall be saved. Much more, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. So every day, now, we're already saved, right? This verse means having been reconciled, right? That means what? Having been reconciled means we're already saved. So the next save cannot be referring to the save that we had when we experienced being born again, saved from eternal destruction and damnation. Amen? We are forever saved, right? Doesn't refer to that. It refers to what? Saved by His life. Much more, now we are saved, much more we shall be saved by His life. We have extra now, which means every day His life is flowing out of us. It's saving you from your unclean habits. It's saving you from your bad responses. It's saving you, listen, even bodily, in your mind, saving you from depression, from feelings of isolation, abandonment. It's saving you from all that by introducing His love to you every day. He makes you know that you love. You are loved. Amen? And also your body. It saves you. You must believe that. His life saves you bodily. You say, nowadays, you know, we'll say probably to our friend, Lao Liao, you know. Or you forget, nowadays, getting, you see, out of your mouth. So the Bible says, God talks like this. God calls those things that are not in existence yet as though they were in existence. And then they become. Have you noticed that Jesus never confessed the present situation? All right? Until His disciples are so dense, they don't get it. He says, Lazarus is sleeping. I go and wake him up. Actually, Lazarus died already. Oh, one of them said, if he's sleeping, let him sleep. Lazy lah, don't want to go. Then Jesus says, Lazarus is dead. Right? Jesus tells a man whose hand is withered. He's not been working with the hand. And right hand, Luke tells us, because he's a doctor, Luke says right hand. And just stretch forth your hand. You don't tell people whose hand is withered to stretch forth. Unless you're calling those things that are not at present as though they are. And they will be. In the future. Amen? Jesus tells a man who has been impotent in his feet for 38 years, stand upright on your feet. And the man stood up. You don't say that unless you see the things that they don't see. You see the supply all over him. You see the kingdom of God come. You see all the provisions around him. You see the health and the shalom wholeness abounding on him. Then call it forth. Amen. So we have the kingdom of God already here. In the spirit, we have it. And what we are doing when we call forth is not trying to create something that wasn't there before. We are actually bringing things in the spirit realm into the physical, into the material. Are you with me so far? Once you know this, you can't be alone anymore, because wherever you go, you will see angels around you. All right? Don't talk to them. Talk to Jesus. All right? You talk to them, you know, they will move away. You talk to Jesus. And you see Jesus best of all with you all the time. You see the provisions in the midst of, in the natural, there's lack. So they gave Jesus 5 loaves and 2 fish. It is just getting good. Come on. Gave Jesus 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus, how many loaves do you have? Only 5 loaves, 2 fish. He's talking about feeding 5,000 people, plus women and children, probably 10,000. Okay? He asked them, how many loaves do you have? 5 loaves, 2 fish. Only a Singaporean response. All right? Another response. I don't know which country, lah. What do you think I am? Someone to fool around with? I'm your boss, you know? Okay. Also Singapore. Yeah, Singaporean response. Amen. You know what? He took the five loaves, and you read carefully in the Greek, it is 2 small fish. It is a diminutive term. 2 small fish, like sardines maybe, right? Small fish. And he lifted up. What did he do? He thanked God for the little, and little became much. And later on, when the Holy Spirit spoke about that narrative about Jesus multiplying the loaves and fishes, the Holy Spirit put this word, after the Lord gave thanks. Maybe you give thanks, you keep on complaining about that part of pain that you have. Maybe you thank God for all the rest of the health you have. Who knows, it will multiply to envelope and to overwhelm that pain. Amen. Thank the Lord for what you have and it multiplies. The Lord does not ask you for what you don't have. So what is this among so many? One of them says to Jesus, what is this 5 loaves in another gospel? What is this among so many? Their eye is like, little is, you see, I told you, God uses the little things, the weak things, the insignificant things. I qualify. Amen. Are you with me so far?